Saving money, the top 10 excuses I hear. I've heard every excuse, and to be honest, I've used some of them myself. I feel it's time to call ourselves out on what we're doing to ourselves. As a country, our savings record is pretty shabby. We have three kinds of savings that we should be doing. Number one, short-term, saving enough to have at least 6 months of living expenses. Number two, medium-term, saving for a big purchase, such as a house or boat or college. And number three, long-term, saving for retirement. In 2012, Bankrate.com said that 28% of Americans have no savings at all. 20% have some, but not enough to even cover 3 months of living expenses. 43% had enough to cover 3 months of expenses. And that's 3 months, not the 6 months a lot of experts recommend. Saving for big purchases is harder to measure because we don't know what accounts are specifically for big purchases and not part of emergency funds or retirement savings. In any case, savings efforts aren't exactly stellar. A Pitney Bowes report stated that in 2011, the average savings account balance in the U.S. was $5,923. Remember, that's an average, so some may be doing a good job while some are doing nothing. Or very little. But the average number is numbingly low. Not many cars or houses are being bought with under $6,000. As for saving money for retirement, it can be tucked away in all sorts of accounts, including IRAs, stock trading accounts, even gold bullion. It doesn't matter what form it's saved in, as long as it is. Employees have a greater chance of saving if they have access to company retirement plans. Entrepreneurs have to be more self-motivated to save on their own. And the news is not good. A 2014 retirement confidence study said that 73% of those without a retirement plan, whether an IRA, 401k, 403b, have under $1,000 in investments and savings. So how much should those retirement savings accounts have in them? In 2012, Time magazine reported on some interesting age-based savings guidelines provided by Fidelity Investments. These offer a quick and dirty assessment of whether we're on track, although the calculations should be more precise. In any case, they said that at age 35, you should have saved an amount equal to your annual salary. At age 45, you should have saved 3 times your annual salary. At age 55, you should have saved 5 times your annual salary, and at age 67, about when you retire, you should have 8 times your annual salary. So how are we doing? Well, in December 2011, USA Today said that when it came to saving money, half of all retirees had less than $25,000 in savings, not exactly 8 times their annual salary. Here are the top 10 excuses I hear. My plan is to save what I have left over, and I never have anything left over. Number two, I transfer money from checking to savings and then have a bad month and need the savings to cover my checking account overdraft. Number three, I save whenever I get a big windfall, like my IRS refund check, but I don't get enough of those. Number four, every time I put something aside, one of my kids comes and tells me she blew the engine in her car and needs it to commute to work or something like that. Number five, savings accounts don't pay much interest, so it's easier just to leave the money in my checking account and then somehow it gets spent. Number six, no one can save money in this lousy economy. Number seven, I'm still young and I have plenty of time to save later. Number eight, I've just never been a good saver. No one in my family is. Number nine, I have too much debt. And number 10, the prices of food and gas are going up so fast they eat up everything I think of saving. So how are you doing compared to Fidelity's age-based retirement savings guidelines? If you're not doing as well as you like, how many of the top 10 excuses have you used with yourself? I admit to having leaned on number 1 and number 7 for far too much of my early career. Let us know in the comments section below if you're brave enough to share.